International leaders are in Hawaii this week. They're hammering out terms for a massive trade deal between the U.S. and 11 other Pacific Rim nations. It's called the Trans-Pacific Partnership, TPP. The controversial deal could have far-reaching impacts here in Washington, where exports totaled more than $90 billion last year. This week, the TPP is sparking tensions between the U.S. and our biggest trading partner, Canada. Vaughn Palmer's a columnist for the Vancouver Sun, and he says the thorniest question is whether Canada should relax regulations in three areas.
Eggs, milk, and poultry. Canada has a ferociously protected industry for all three of those products. Supply management, people have called it the last vestige of Soviet-style agriculture. We basically award producers a quota of production, and it ensures sort of a built-in permanent shortage of the goods, so it drives up the price. So Canadian consumers pay more for those products because the sector is protected. Anybody who wants to get into it faces a tariff. And I think the tariff is the equivalent of like 300%. It's basically a closed market, very, very protected. And we've basically been told that if we want to be part of the Trans-Pacific Partnership, we're going to have to deal with it. The Americans have actually got kind of pushy about it lately, and they're making statements publicly and have drawn accusations from the Canadian government that they're negotiating publicly. The comeback from the American side is, well, you're not negotiating privately, so we thought we should point it out. Of course, the Canadian comeback on this is that the United States is the last country in the world that should be accusing us of protecting the agriculture sector. Since the Americans do it, they just do it a different way. They do it through a whole bunch of subsidies, open and hidden, that create the same kind of agricultural protections.
Well, what does this kind of very public, I guess I'm going to call it a familial spat, since you are our largest trading partner, what does this mean for U.S.-Canadian relations?
Well, it's very, very tough because Canada really wants in. They want to be part of the Trans-Pacific Partnership. It's, what, 40% of global trade? We're an Asia-Pacific nation. This is going to be the key to getting access to the Japanese market, and it's also a key to counterbalancing the emerging influence in that region of China. So we are a trading nation. We really want to be part of this, but it's created an enormous political dilemma for the Canadian government because our protected agriculture sectors are not just really protected, but there's a feeling that they probably couldn't compete internationally. There's a fear that a lot of producers in that area would collapse if the Canadian government got rid of those tariffs. And if that wasn't tough enough, here's two more factors that are making this a very, very difficult decision for the government. One, the dairy sector is overwhelmingly concentrated in the province of Quebec. Quebec produces about half of Canada's dairy products, and they're very protected. And also, oh, by the way, it's an election year in Canada. The election is coming up in October. The last thing the Canadian government wanted is to be in the middle of this dispute with an election coming.
I'm talking with Vancouver Sun columnist Vaughn Palmer about the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Now, the TPP, Vaughn, has been very controversial here in Washington State. If the TPP does go through and the Canadian regulations are relaxed, what kind of effect is it going to have in British Columbia, where you're located?
Not as much of an effect here because of the weird way the internal market is structured. British Columbia milk producers have a smaller share of the Canadian market of the quota than we have of the population. Some of our milk products, yogurt and ice cream and things like that, actually come from Quebec. So I'm not sure we would suffer as much as Quebec on this front. And of course, being the Pacific province in Canada, any increased trade that resulted would be huge for us.
Well, Vaughn, representatives of these 12 nations are working very hard, I'm sure, in Maui right now. In Maui.
Yeah. How do you get to have your conferences in Maui? You know, doesn't that give it away that it's a bit of a racket?
How do you think that this is going to be resolved on the Canadian part?
Canadian government is pretty serious about this. They're at those meetings this week, and they say we're determined to be part of this. They say they're going to the table with some very creative ideas, and they think they can pull it off. They're pushing back on the Americans and saying, we're going to see what you're doing on your agricultural subsidies before we take any direction from you about what we should do on ours. But the Canadian government is officially optimistic. It says it's going to be there when a deal is done, if a deal is done, and that they don't think we're the biggest obstacle to getting a deal. So we'll see what they have in the way of creative ideas. But there's pretty high anxiety here in Canada, particularly in the province of Quebec, about what's going to happen to that protected market, particularly on dairy.
Vancouver Sun columnist Vaughn Palmer. Leaders of 12 Pacific Rim nations, including Canada and the U.S., are meeting in Maui this week.